Community Connection on this Monday morning, AM 1400 K1. I will remind you, of course, Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church. And it's been a little while since I've had the opportunity to welcome Jody Birch back in here, but always happy to talk United Way Fund Drive or Challenge Grants or other things. But I noticed something in yesterday's paper that says you're picking up a new initiative, I guess.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. We're very excited today to be making an announcement. I should probably preface by saying, you know, we had a great campaign. You know, our goal last year was $2 million. We raised over $2.5 million. Amazing things in the community. And so people always ask me, what are you going to do with the money? And I always tell them,
reinvest it in the community.
I always tell them we're going to spend it, you know, but we want to spend it well, and we want to spend it wisely. And so our board has really taken measures to decide, okay, what are areas we need, whether it be bringing on new partners, new partner agencies with new programs, which we'll be doing some, and you'll find out more about that as campaign kicks off.
I think that's exciting because anytime, and personally know what you're talking about, but it's always nice when the United Way programs pick up some new program, some new initiative. The list grows one way or the other.
Right, and it's all about doing things for the good of community. Our mission, uniting people, resources, and strategy for the good of the community. And so whether it's taking on partner agencies or whether it's doing initiatives, and we come in here and we've talked about CityServe, that's a volunteer initiative, our Women's Leadership Council, which is doing some great things with Jane Phillips School right now. But we're really excited to say now that we're taking on the initiative of Building Bridges of Oklahoma. And Building Bridges has been around 5 years, helping people bridge out of poverty.
I've made at least three. I want to say four of their graduations, but you know, it's a good program.
Very exciting. So you know, the initial thing is to take them from where they are in poverty and to get them out where they're totally self-sufficient. They're productive members of the community. Gina Elias has been director of that since its inception, and she's here with us to kind of talk about our partnership and what the program's about.
Okay, well, it's been a while, Gina, but welcome back to the microphones at K1. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Nice to be back.
We named an owner's manual here and did all kinds of other things in the distant past.
We go way, way back.
Yeah. But congratulations on a program that works and the success is visible, and I love hearing the success stories.
You know, this is a very exciting time for us. You know, we spent the last 5 years really trying to see how we can perfect and really help break the cycle of generational poverty, and that's not an easy task. No. And what's been great is our success is just really the support from the community is why we've been so successful, by the way. But now it's time to move out of that pilot stage, and it's time to move into developing a really strong infrastructure and to have a permanent presence here. So it was just a natural fit when we started to talk with United Way, our board and their board, and how we can go ahead and really make a difference in our community. And those missions just seem to really are really in line with what we believe in as well. And it's just great. They already have a presence with other nonprofit organizations who we cannot live without, because it's very important. That helps us as we're trying to bridge people up and out of poverty. So it's exciting. It's very, very exciting to be here, and it's exciting for the families that we're going to be servicing and growing and expanding over the next year.
Well, that was kind of where I assumed we need to go. You started with a pilot program sized group, particularly year one. And I know Gina, she doesn't want to overextend the resources and that sort of thing, at least initially anyway. Right. It seems as though something grew every year. More people, better success stories. It's never an easy track, but seemingly easier for people to get out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and it's because we're building social capital. It's because we're hooking them up with people who are middle class and wealth. We're enhancing their job readiness skills. We're learning how to be more efficient about that and really partnering up with both, I think, our post-secondary educational systems as long with the school systems. And it's been a fantastic time. It's been absolutely wonderful. But our clients, I will tell you, you know, we started off with just six at the very, very beginning, and now we've serviced over this 5 years over 90. And not only do we have 90 families, but 25% of them are completely self-sufficient, which means there's no aid or subsidy. They're 100% on their own, on their career path, retirement, home ownership. It's just exciting, saving millions in our community already.
Are you ready to duplicate this thing nationally now?
Over and over and over and over again, yes. And it's great. We have a lot of support on the national, and that's one of the things that we'll start to hear more and more about over the next 6 or 7 months. We are really the lead in the nation right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and that's a lot that Bartlesville needs to be proud of. It's all the resources that we have here. You know, I get the privilege of going to all these other communities across the nation, and I will tell you, hands down, there is not a better community than Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Okay, so we're done. No more interview. We're done.
That should
but,
do it.
But, you know, I look at the horsepower, the faces of community leaders, state leaders that have come together to say either I want to support this, I want to be involved, or at least be there for your graduation and say mission accomplished, go get it. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, our legislators have been amazing, absolutely amazing. Have been there from the very, very beginning when we were the Poverty Alleviation Coalition. Mm-hmm. And still there. Now we're going to be really looking at policy change. We're going to be looking. We work strongly with our judicial system right now, where we are potting some things that we have been since 2013 with the Washington County Probationary Office. And so we're going to be taking that a little bit further. We're doing some things with the Lighthouse. We actually have a second site that a lot of people are not even aware of at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and actually getting into their degree program. And so there's been a lot of exciting movement. Now that we've vetted all of this, now it's time to get it out there to the public and to start growing it.
Wow, that is amazing. I just, you know, keep saying, tell me more, tell me more. but this is such an exciting program because I've heard the stories, I've seen the faces, the excitement in their face at graduation, and the stories from where they came from to where they are to where they expected to be. You are changing lives on a daily basis.
Thank you.
It's a great program. And let's go back in history just a little bit. How did this whole thing get started? It was a germ of an idea with you and just a few people. Yeah. Figuratively sitting around the table.
That's exactly right. You know, we had a wonderful group on part of the Poverty Alleviation Coalition who really just wanted to see if we can do something different. We understand right now, you know, poverty was growing and growing and growing, and it is continuously in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And if we were going to stop that cycle and reverse this growing trend, we need to do something drastic, something that's never been done before. So we started to really explore different national models, and, you know, we had to mesh several national models to come up with the model that we're doing currently right now. And I'm just, you know, some people, it could be a God thing. I don't know, but whoever you want to contribute it to, we did it.
Well,
and it's been great. It's been a great journey.
Yeah, and I know that the scripture says, Jesus said, the poor will always be with us, but that doesn't mean it always has to be the same family.
That's right. Exactly. Very. I love that. We'll use that one over and over again. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, but part of it is generational. It's the fact that the people typically in the program have grown up in poverty or grown up poor, not having what they should have had to build the skills, the life skills to get out.
Correct. Absolutely. You know, I hear that often that, you know, we believe in picking them up by the bootstraps, that philosophy. And, you know, we always come back with, let's just give them some boots. Let's just level the playing field here.
Yeah.
Let's give them some skill sets that we take for granted. If you raised in middle class or in wealth, the language skills, the ability to be able to communicate effectively and communicate your message is something that has not been taught. Same thing, a lot of self-help skills that we take for granted. We need to go back and thank our parents for job well done. But not everyone had that. And that's one of the things that we try to really work on and instilling. Great, great group of individuals. Every participant are there because they want to make a difference in this community and they want to make a difference in their life. With that being said, we changed our direction. It's not only moving from poverty to prosperity, but it's moving on to philanthropy. They're not only out of the cycle of the system, but they're now giving back to the community. And so it's really, that is the true success, is they don't just stop becoming self-sufficient. It really is going all the way into philanthropy.
Well, part of the concept, as I recall from graduation, is, yeah, then they now become the, you know, the do one, see one, teach one part of the whole thing, right?
Yes, yeah. Matter of fact, you know, this initiative with United Way and joining forces with United Way allowed us to actually employ two additional staff, and both of those were participants in the program and have just done it. They're dynamite people, and being able to really get in there and connect and show them, you know, if I can do it, you can do it.
And I think that is the positive message in a nutshell, that you know, this is an achievable goal. It's just a matter of, you know, taking the right steps. Yeah, it takes a lot of support. Yeah, it takes a lot of motivation. It takes a lot of hard work, but you can do it.
Yeah. That's it.
Why United Way? What are they supplying to your effort that really is going to make this the hit program that I know it can be?
Well, if you look at just the United Way mission at hand and their role in the community, it really was a natural fit. We wanted to be with an agency that gets that we need all the agencies out there. I need a Lighthouse, Agape, Mary Martha, Salvation Army. We need all of those agencies really operating because they're our protective wall. As we're trying to help build these type of skill sets, change mindsets, and build healthy relationships, we need to utilize their services. But our goal is that hopefully we'll no longer need to, those same individuals no longer need to utilize it, and they're giving back to those agencies as well. So this is kind of like a natural fit where they've, we call it kind of an upstream impact, and mm-hmm. now it's time, and I think United Way was really heading in that direction of not only supporting who they've been supporting, but to add this second layer in a preventative fashion, actually breaking the cycle.
Wow, that's tremendous. We're going to take a short break. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
It's a new day at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. They invite you to attend one of their side-by-side services with a choir and orchestra-led service, which begins at 8:30 a.m., or their band-led service, which begins at 11 a.m. They have small group sessions at 9:45 a.m. for all ages. They look forward to worshiping with you and your family. First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in downtown Bartlesville, where first is family.
Continuing a Community Connection on this Monday morning, and Gina Elias and Jody Birch in. And Jody, as far as your board, as far as the United Way overall umbrella that you provide for Washington, Nowata, parts of Osage County,
right.
This has got to be a major step forward for you.
This really is. I mean, it's exciting. It's a big move that nationally is encouraging all United Ways to do, but it's really to make community impact. How are we making a difference? And we've been focusing that on our agencies and their programs. You know, it's not just what you do, but how does what you do make a difference? We'll be asking the same thing of this initiative as well. Is, you know, we're having classes, we're doing things. How are we making a difference? Mm-hmm. But this is truly one that does lift people out of poverty. Through United Way, they tell this story of a guy that's rescuing babies, and he goes out to the river and he rescues babies, and he rescues, and somebody comes along and says, "Help me rescue these babies." And so there's all these people rescuing babies, and finally somebody, you know, comes on. They said, "Help us," and he goes, "No," and he walks up the stream and he goes, "Hey, wait a minute! Don't you care about these babies? Don't you want to help?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm going up the stream to get the guy that's throwing the babies in."
Yeah.
So I mean, the fact is that's kind of what we're doing here is we're still supplying the safety net. I mean, that's I think one of the key things that we do, and it's supporting those agencies that are helping all of these clientele that are in need. But then it's a both and type model. So we're also going to try to do some things that get at the root. And as Gina said, it's going to take all of our partners anyway to be able to support the things that we're doing in Bridges Out of Poverty. And then, you know, hopefully then they become those people that get out of poverty and give back. And there's one less client that each of these has, and maybe they're a donor.
That's where I was assuming you were going to go was okay, right now we're already serving these people's meals at Agape or wherever. We're already doing some of these things at the Lighthouse. But now we're hopefully getting room for somebody else, or at least getting one less person being served at Agape or Lighthouse or wherever that person is currently being, you know, being served.
That's right. And again, this is a prime time to do it. As you know, over the last several years, again, we've been kind of leading up to a project like this over the last several years because you know, we've been blessed, and our community has you know, given generously more than we've asked for. So we ask for the dollars that we know we need. When money comes in above that, then we need to figure out, okay, what else can we do well with the community's dollars? And again, we've been working towards something like this for several years. So very excited to finally have it done, to have all the pieces in place to make it happen. And a big, you know, big kudos to our board of directors and you know, that are ready to make that move. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. Traditionally we talked United Way programs and you supported a program. Then there was a change in philosophy a few years ago to more of a, or you used to do agencies, now you do programs, my bad. And then you've also had challenge grants where maybe you weren't even a full-time regular certified program yet, but you picked them up, you wanted them help. where are we starting off with this program? How can I pigeonhole this program?
Well, we're calling it an initiative of the United Way.
Okay.
So it is essentially a program of the United Way, not unlike when we did 2-on-1, not unlike when we did Success by Six. So it's not something that we're totally foreign to, but it is something that we don't do as often as, say, fund a program of another 501c3. As Bridges sat on its own, it didn't meet all of those criterias, and so this was kind of the best way to make it fit. Is use it as an initiative in the United Way. So we're very excited.
Well, and this is, I think, all kinds of cause for some, you know, really exciting feelings and to say, yeah, well, you know, how come you didn't do this last year? But I know why. That's going to, I'm sure, put an additional load on the fundraising effort for next year.
Yeah, they'll be a key piece of looking where our fundraising is, and we'll be telling our story, though. I mean, and there's some exciting stories that have come out of Bridges, and I think that in of itself will say, all right, here's more dollars, and we want people to see the United Way again continue to do things well with their dollars, accountable with their dollars, and I think people continue to trust us, and they're going to see these exciting things, and they're going to jump on board with us because lots of good things are happening.
Well, and I think it's another opportunity for that Live United story to be told one way or the other.
Exactly.
And I have a lot of fun during campaign season, whether it's working with a program or an agency to help tell their story, or just, you know, as you bring some of those voices in the studio to try to help communicate, you know, to the rest of the listening audience what's already going on in town. It's fun.
Yeah, it's amazing. We actually have fun when we come in, and we're here all the time, and we appreciate your listeners letting us share that story with them during the campaign in the fall, and so we'll be adding a few Bridges stories along the way.
Well, I have no doubt. The Bridges program, you have a lot of resources that you've already have. You have the graduates of the program who become volunteer resources for you. But I have no doubt, like every other agency that Jody deals with, you have a need for volunteers. You have a need for people to say, can you be a mentor? Can you help in this way? You know, you already know how to do whatever it is. Yeah. Come communicate that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. We try to give every participant at least anywhere from 2 to 5 allies per person. And that's really based off of their goals. And so if one of them has the dream to become a physical therapist, then who better than someone who's already a physical therapist out in the community? So we kind of really, you know, they do their own self-assessment and decide the direction of their future. And what we try to do is go out into the community and find those individuals. And so, yes, we're always in need. That is the number one problem across the nation. And we've been so very, very blessed here. But you're going to start to see this push now that we're building a strong infrastructure. Over the next 2 to 3 months, we're going to start coming through our civic organizations, all of our different churches, and that's going to be our message as we start to really gear up and start to train allies to be able to come in and assist our participants.
And I think that's part of it. I know you have a nomenclature, a dictionary that's kind of all your own, and we're going to have to start, you know, educating the public about what an ally is and all the other things that work well within your program, but maybe those words haven't gotten out into the public yet.
Well, and that's a great example. You know, a mentor means that there's someone who's really the expert, and there's someone that's not the expert. And one of the things that we do differently that has never been done in the history in dealing with breaking generational poverty is realizing that the expert is the individual of their own lives. And so we really are looking at bringing a support factor. Your job is to not tell them how they should be doing it, but to really walk side by side and creating some really amazing, strong friendships that were unlikely, probably would have never have happened. And we just have those stories in itself is just, it's fascinating. Every day is new and exciting. It's not just even the participants who learn from this. The allies themselves, they change. They talk about how they're better at their jobs. They're better being CEOs. They're better sitting on board members and school boards and everything else because of their experience. Walking side by side with someone, you finally get the hardship. And you get that sometimes what was a failure in your life is something that actually can help change someone else's.
I don't remember your calendar, so I'm going to prompt you for this. I know in the past, in general, sometime in the spring, you've had a graduation, a recognition time for the people that have been in the program. Mm-hmm. Then when do you pick up a new class, if that's the next term?
We're going to be taking on 36 new this particular year, because this year is really going to be based off building the infrastructure. We're hoping to grow that over the next 10 years to where there's a class starting every month somewhere. But currently, right now, we'll take on 36. That'll start May 21st, and we're going to start that enrollment process the first week of May.
Okay. So if somebody says, I need help, I want to get out. So how do they contact you?
At this particular point, I'm going to tell you, we're working with our nonprofit agencies. And so right now, we're not going to be taking any referrals. We have these agencies that we've been working with, the Washington County Probationary Office, a lot of our other nonprofits, that we need to continue and to kind of vet a couple of things this go around. And then we will start to open that up into the community as a whole, probably coming up sometime in the fall with our next class.
Okay. So Stay tuned for more information. Check out the United Way website, and I'm sure you're going to be Facebooking and tweeting a lot on this in the next coming days and weeks and months.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it, www.bartlesvilleuw.org. We will have a link on there to the Building Bridges site where it talks about allies and mentors, volunteer opportunities.
Okay, thank you very much. Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. News on the way in just a bit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, or have years of unfiled tax returns? Perhaps you're receiving